Sleeping in that hospital chair all night wasn't that uncomfortable.
Though the chairs weren't, your sad Valentine whimpering was.
So, how are you feeling this morning?
Pretty good, considering I survived the very first Valentine's Day. I didn't get flowers from my father.
So, you got 1 year under your belt. Don't get so cocky. Still have to make 23 more to tie me.
You know, all this time I've been feeling sorry for you because you didn't know your father. But after seeing how you took care of Earl, I feel sorry for your father that he didn't know you. You would have been a wonderful daughter.
Don't hold that thought. I don't want to cry till after we break open the tapioca.
No, I didn't just win a beauty contest. No, these were left on the front doorstep. They're both addressed to Caroline. Sorry, Max.
Oh, no, that's cool. Wouldn't want to break my winning streak.
Oh, well, just look at it this way. She got the flowers, you got the knockers. Huh? All right, girls, well, I'm off to buy scratchers before all the Puerto Ricans get them.
You'll always be my Valentine. Love, Daddy.
Aw. The other one from Dr. Dave. Changed his mind after I tore him a new one.
It's from my father as well, but it's written to you.
Thank you for taking such good care of my sweetheart, M. Channing.
That is so sweet.
Roses from a man. Now I'm starting to get it. Is it weird that I kind of want to have sex with your dad?